In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is in our midst. There's a saying I may have shared with some of you before, and I know that many of you may have heard it once or twice in maybe one form or another, but that is, if you want to make God laugh, tell Him your plans. We say this, of course, because no matter how well we plan out our lives, no matter what our expectations may be, we are often reminded that His will ultimately come into play. Today, as we read the gospel account, our Lord is on His way entering a city called Nain, along with His disciples, and by this time He has a great crowd with Him. And right upon entering the city, the crowd that was being led by the Lord was confronted by another crowd that was being led by a corpse. It was a funeral procession. And it was for a young man who was the only son of his mother who was already a widow. This mother was stricken with grief. Already a widow and now having lost her only son, she was left alone. And not only was it a tragic situation for her to be in, but a drastic financial situation as well during this time in history. No husband, no male son anymore. Her life was in a downward spiral. And when the Lord saw her, He had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." And He came and touched the bier of the young man, and He said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the dead man sat up and began to speak. But I want to look at something very specific in today's gospel account, something that is quite common in the public ministry of our Lord. As we read these narratives, especially the narratives concerning the miracles Christ performs, notice how often these miracles come when our Lord is on His way to do something or meet someone. How many miracles or healings of Jesus begin with as He was on His way from point A to point B? He went to go meet someone. He was confronted by someone. He was confronted by a crowd. A woman ran up to Him. A young man came up to Him. A young tax collector ran up to Him and approached Him. So often, His ministry was a ministry of interruptions. For Jesus, it started to seem like the interruptions were the job. They were the ministry, not just the things that happened along the way. And today's confrontation with the funeral procession and the grieving mother was not merely an interruption to Christ's ministry or mission. This was His ministry and mission. Throughout His life and ministry, Jesus always strove to make the kingdom of God present in the lives of whomever He met, whenever He met them. If there was what seemed to be an interruption, He simply looked at it as an opportunity. Jesus ushered in the kingdom of God whenever He had that opportunity. And as we all strive to share in the life of Christ, we must think of this ministry of interruptions and strive to imitate it ourselves. Oftentimes, we are too full of ourselves with our own important agenda and don't understand what and who God brings before us each and every day. People with whom are opportunities to fulfill His will. Yes, of course, we have a daily schedule with tasks we want to accomplish. And yet, throughout our days, we have people, events, phone calls, children, emergencies. A number of things may show up unexpectedly. And then we have a choice to make. Should we ignore them? Should we be annoyed or become angry with these interruptions? Or perhaps we can see them as an opportunity to bring God's love and good news to them. Yes, our schedule may need to be adjusted. Our plans may change a bit. Maybe we won't quite accomplish all the tasks we wanted to. Yet if we are aware that God is asking us to be instruments in bringing His love, His compassion, His mercy, and His grace to the world around us, to whomever we meet, whenever we meet them, this understanding changes our entire worldview. No longer will there ever be any annoying or inconvenient interruptions. Instead, everything can become a new and exciting opportunity to serve the Lord and bring glory to His name. This past Sunday, we were confronted with a tragic interruption in our lives, with the killing of 59 innocent people in Las Vegas. And even in the most tragic of interruptions, we can be knocked into a course of anger, division, and despair. Or, even amongst tragedy and suffering, we can be drawn closer to one another and closer to Christ. We can plan our lives all we want, yet we cannot plan these interruptions, but we can control how we embrace and act on these interruptions. Notice, too, in the raising of Lazarus or the raising of Jairus' daughter, other resurrectional cases, in those cases, Christ was interrupted. Christ was reached out to. Christ was requested. But in today's gospel, that is not really the case. There is an interruption, but Christ is the one who ultimately sees the mother in pain, and he is the one who interrupts the funeral procession with a resurrection. You never know what these interruptions may entail. Perhaps it is Christ himself who is interrupting your life. In any interruption in your life, we need to both be Christ and see Christ. And in an attempt to better pray that we be strengthened to endure through the interruptions of our lives, I want to offer the prayer of St. Philaret of Moscow. This is a beautiful prayer that I really recommend all of us to read, especially as part of our morning prayers. O Lord, grant me to greet the coming day in peace. Help me in all things to rely upon your holy will. In every hour of the day, reveal your will to me. Bless my dealings with all who surround me. Teach me to treat all that comes to me throughout the day with peace of soul and with firm conviction that your will governs all. In all my words and deeds, guide my thoughts and feelings. In unforeseen events, let me not forget that all things are sent by you. Teach me to act firmly and wisely without embittering or embarrassing others. Give me strength to bear the fatigue of the coming day with all that it shall bring. Direct my will. Teach me to pray. Pray you yourself in me. Amen.